We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
All right, it's Jay Stu here at the Cambridge Comic Arts Festival. We've been talking a lot about our fifth anniversary this year. I'm happy to say I'm here with a guy who was a big part of that.
Farty part of that.
Payback, Tom, I got you. You're going to have to start all over.
Keep rolling. All right. It's all gold.
Happy to say I'm here with a guy who's been a big part of the podcast, and now he's actually gone on to do some comic book work. Happy to have here Daryl Joseph. How's it going, man?
Formerly Agent Daryl.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I dropped the agent and picked up the Joseph. I'm doing good. Thank you very much for asking.
No problem. I've heard a lot about Penny Steel.
I'm glad to hear that the word is getting around, for sure.
You're a comic book guy, so I'm going to ask you this in a comic book way. Could you tell us the secret origin of the book?
The secret origin of the book? The secret origin of the book. Let's see. Lots of different threads, I think, came about this. Being a lifelong comic book guy, as you know, and being intensely involved in comic books of all sorts, I wanted to tell my own story. And I happened to get familiar with a lot of other Canadian superheroes. Hey, you remember? I was the pitiful human lizard super fan.
That's right. Yeah,
that was definitely my my threshold. Where I stepped into it. Definitely. Jason was great. He even put me in an issue, which I thought was incredible. Yeah, there's issue 13, the streetcar issue. Very cool. Thank you so much, Jason, if you're listening. But my thirst for power, for comic book power, didn't stop there. I wanted to continue going and do my own story. So I got to know a few other comic book creators that eventually came to be known as the Canadian Comic Book Alliance, the CCBA. Alfonso's a member with Night Spike of Studio Comics, and host of this fantastic event here today.
Oh yeah,
Cambridge Comic Arts Festival. But yeah, so there's all these Canadian superheroes that were jumping up, like Aurora Man and Orc of the Great White North and Big Nick. And right now out in Calgary, there's an up-and-coming hero called Blackthorn by Colin Work, former artist. Actually, he still does artwork for Aurora Man. He's actually splitting his duties between the two. Fantastic work going on out there. So it was all these superhero books and just basic general adventure books taking place in Canada or sometimes even out in space, depending on the characters. Space Pig Amadeus is another one.
Oh, jeez.
The CCBA, a lot of fun book. Donovan Yachik does that one. He's from Winnipeg. So all these guys are doing all this great stuff, and I was like, I want in on the action. So so I contacted one of the members of the CCBA, which was Sharon Gauthier, who is the visual designer, co-creator, and artist of Penny Steel. And yeah, for the last year, we've been developing this pretty much from scratch, putting together Penny, putting together I guess her first villain, maybe the start of a rogues gallery. I'm not too sure.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we're three issues in, three mini issues in now.
That's cool.
It's going to be like a 5-chapter story, all compiled into a single issue when it's all done.
Cool.
So it should make for about a double-sized standard issue.
Nice.
And then hopefully I'll be able to run with a regular series beyond that. Once this first origin story is told.
Yeah.
It was actually, I think it was a year ago. Gru, come on back here. I'll bring you back into the fold here, because actually Gru here was here at the start a year ago at Cambridge Comic Arts Festival when we first launched. And at the time, I think all we had were these bookmarks and these postcards, which Gru just loves.
Yeah, he likes it a little too much, actually.
Oh, come on. Penny Steel is really cool. You notice that her head looks like the maple leaf on the pennies? Like the
Yeah.
He's got a good eye.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
The silhouette. Kind of like Mickey Mouse, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's that identifying, or the bat ears, you know? It's that thing. When you see her
now that you mention
going
it,
across the sky and the lightning strikes, you're going to know when Penny, strikes.
So her being like Mickey Mouse, so like the profile also has the same maple leaves up? It doesn't turn like Mickey's head? Think about it.
They're always circular, aren't they? You never see the side of
that's
Mickey's
right.
ears.
That's right, yeah,
it's one of those interesting things.
You do that with Penny Steel as well.
So are his ears actually round, or are they spherical? Now think about that. Now think about the 3D dynamics of Mickey Mouse. If you see him in profile and it's still around, that means he's got these two big balls on his head.
That didn't sound right.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Big Walt.
So anyway, yeah, Penny Steele. So, that's the origin story of the book.
Oh, nice.
And I noticed in the CCBA that there was a bit of a dearth in female characters, female superheroes, and everybody else has got lots of female superheroes. And I thought,
yeah,
this is an opportunity to bring something to this new shared universe that we're all creating individually and together. And So we came up with Penny Steele.
What I like about Penny Steele is she's not one like, everyone wants to create the Canadian superhero, so they put the Maple Leafs all over. Penny Steele does not have that.
They're there, but they're very subtle. Like you say, the hair. That's one of these things where it shows, but it's not really, it doesn't beat you over the head with it. She's got a little belt buckle that looks like a penny. So you've got the Maple Leafs
cool
on there, too. And if you look on Instagram right now, and this was never part of the design, but I had a commission done by Christopher Yao of Major North, Grey Light, Wayne's Inferno. Works a lot with a lot of great Canadian, Toronto talent especially, like Sam Noir. He did a commission, and he actually got little Canadian leaves on the bottom of her boots, on the soles of her boots. So very, very subtle little details.
That's cool.
I thought it was really cool, yeah. You don't see it. Not there. It's not part of the official design, but he included it on this commission, which I'm going to be picking up at Fan Expo.
Oh, right on.
You can see it on Instagram right now, on his Instagram. And it's just a cute little detail that he sort of put in there. Just to remind, you know, viewers and readers that this is a Canadian hero.
Oh, cool.
But not wrapped in the flag like some less discreet heroes, I suppose. Captains of industry, if you will.
A lot of captains. No lieutenants or sergeants.
Majors and captains.
Anywhere online where people can go to check this stuff out?
Well, there's a Penny Steele page on Twitter and on Facebook. The Twitter handle is at Penny Steele's 2C, and the Facebook handle is at Penny Steele's 2 cents.
Okay,
so check those out. I am working on getting a web page and some sort of online shop in order, so that I can actually get this stuff to people.
Cool.
Through the interwebs. But for now, yeah, just doing like show exclusives for the minis. I think once I get them compiled into a proper issue, then probably do an online launch for that sort of thing.
I have
had a few inquiries.
Penny Steele appeared in an issue of Big Nick. I was so thrilled.
Oh, cool.
Not half as thrilled as I was. Big Nick is a huge inspiration. Another one of those CCBA heroes. Martin Chatelet and Kevin Montpellier they're originally from Sudbury, but they live in Ottawa now, and they run Expired Comics. Huge influence on me. I discovered Big Nick about 2 years ago when their first issue, first released, and that's kind of what, definitely an influence on Penny Steele. She was originally imagined as sort of like a side character for Big Nick. There was some inspiration, definitely some influence. And they were so supportive of my ideas. They loved the fact that I had come up with this character. And I'm going to actually try and tie in a little bit of Sudbury to Penny Steele's origin. So look for that. Again, in the next issue, you'll see a little bit of Sudbury. No Big Nick. He is on the cover of this issue here because he does make a tiny, small sort of cameo along with a couple other heroes.
Cool.
As they do in the CCBA.
Nick sounds like an adult star. Huh.
Big Nick?
Big Nick. Oh, Nick Cole. Okay,
I don't think that's how you pronounce
it. Yeah.
But, Big Nick, Penny Steele, and a couple other CCBA heroes appear in Big Nick number 3. And a double spread panel with Oryk of the Great White North, Aurora Man, Blackthorn, like I mentioned, and Space Pig.
Oh, cool.
And Jason of New York City, which is another CCBA hero by Jason Sylvester.
He's in New York City. What makes him Canadian?
He's, I think it's more like, he's Jason from Jason of the Argonauts, and he's been thrust through time into the modern age, so I think that's
cool.
Why the New York City, so that way, instead of Jason of the Argonauts, it's Jason of New York City, I guess because New York City sort of exemplifies the modern age.
And you got some Space Pig as well.
Space Pig Hamadeus, yeah, that's by Donovan Yachik. He's from Winnipeg.
Right.
Ronin Comics. Yeah, that's a lot of fun book too.
Yeah,
and there was recently a big team up with Aurora Man and a whole bunch of CCBA heroes. I didn't quite make the cutoff for that one, so Penny doesn't make an appearance in that.
Ooh.
But I'm hoping that she'll be participating in other big crossovers with the CCBA soon. Keep your eyes peeled for that.
Oh,
for
very
sure.
Cool. It was cool seeing you today, man. And since... like I said, it's the 5th anniversary of the podcast. I've been like thinking of like cool stuff you and I did together, and I think my favorite was the Jim Shooter interview.
That was a good interview.
Yeah,
I had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Jim Shooter was a huge. I mean, besides the fact that he's as tall as the Jolly Green Giant.
Oh yeah,
he's literally huge. But he is just a huge influence. I mean, yeah. I can't think. I mean, well, he was the editor in chief of Marvel in the 80s, and so I can't think of a book that I bought that his name wasn't somewhere on.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Star Comics, which definitely is the same sort of flavor or tone as something like Penny Steel, you know, sort of not quite all ages, maybe young adult to teen.
I remember those.
Teen readers, yeah. I had a lot of fun with those. X-Men was a little too complicated for my 8-year-old mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, I could wrap my head around Top Dog and Ewoks and stuff like that.
Top Dog, yeah.
And Peter Porker, the Spectacular Spider-Man.
That's right. Still around to this day, actually.
Still making appearances, yeah. Spider-Verse, a few stuff. Probably be in that, hopefully we'll be in that movie coming out in December.
I think he is. I think John Mulaney's doing the voice, actually.
Mulaney, really?
Yeah,
nice.
That's okay. Kind of funny.
Cool. Yeah, I'll check that out.
Cool. Well, dude, it was cool reconnecting with you today. I'm glad to see you're doing so well at the comic.
Thank you.
And
lots more to come. We've got so much more on the horizon.
That's awesome.
Tons of Penny stories to come.
Awesome. It's good to hear it, and we'll see you at the next show.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.